Hey there, amazing humans. Laura Bennett here, your host on this wild ride called Mom Mindset. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that every parent, whether you've got a brood of five or just one little love bug, can relate to. Patience. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Patience, easy for you to say, Laura. Trust me, I've been there, juggling meltdowns, sticky fingers, and the endless cycle of I want that. But hear me out. Because cultivating patience in parenting isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about finding those little moments of grace amidst the chaos, making conscious choices to respond instead of react, and ultimately growing as both a parent and a human being. So how do we actually do that? How can we turn down the volume on our inner critic and tap into that wellspring of patience when our kids are testing every last nerve? Here are five key takeaways that have seriously transformed my parenting game. First things first, recognize that your child's behavior is a reflection of their developmental stage, not a personal attack. It's like trying to teach a puppy calculus, they simply aren't equipped for it yet. Remember, those tantrums, the endless questions, the constant testing of boundaries, they are all part of their journey to learn, grow, and figure out this whole being human thing. Second, ditch the expectations. Seriously, let go of that image you have in your head of the perfectly behaved, angelic child. We've all got moments where we just want to scream into a pillow, right? The key is to embrace imperfection, yours and theirs. Laughter is often the best medicine, even when things get messy. Third, practice self-care like it's your superpower. I know, time for self-care feels like a mythical unicorn sometimes. But trust me, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Even 5 minutes of meditation, a quick walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence can make a world of difference in your patience levels. Fourth, breathe. Before you react to a meltdown or a frustrating situation, take a deep breath. Count to 10. Visualize a calm and peaceful space. This little pause can help you gather your thoughts, choose your words wisely, and respond with more compassion. Remember, your children are learning from you. And lastly, don't forget the power of positive reinforcement. Catch those moments of kindness, cooperation, and even small acts of bravery. Celebrate them. A simple "you did a great job" sharing or "I love how you helped your sister" can go a long way in building their self-esteem and encouraging more positive behavior. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store with your little one who is having a full-blown meltdown because they want that bright pink, sugary cereal. They're wailing, kicking, even clinging to the cereal box for dear life. Ever felt like that? It's enough to make you want to run for the hills. But instead of losing it yourself, you take a deep breath, remember your self-care mantra, and gently say something like, "I know you really love this cereal, but we're trying to choose healthier options today. Maybe we can find a different kind that has some fun shapes." You acknowledge their feelings, offer an alternative, and keep the conversation calm and respectful. You might not get everything you want because, let's be real, sometimes those sugary cereals win. But by staying patient and understanding, you model healthy coping mechanisms for your child and create a less stressful environment for both of you. This whole journey of parenting is a roller coaster full of ups, downs, twists, and turns. But remember this, you're not alone. We all struggle with patience at times, but by practicing these tips, celebrating the small victories, and remembering that laughter is truly the best medicine, we can navigate those messy moments with grace and create a more loving and peaceful home for ourselves and our families. So, my amazing listeners, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate more patience in your parenting journey? Share it with me on social media or leave a comment below. And remember, keep shining bright, Mama. You've got this. Until next time, stay positive, stay patient, and keep on rocking this parenting thing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.